You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You rescue me, me rescató. You rescue me, me rescató.
Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Dios te bendiga mucho en esta noche que el Señor ha hecho. God bless you in this night that the Lord has made. And hallelujah, we praise the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Today we have a beautiful word from God. And our theme tonight is, why thou is hidest. Why thou hidest. Hallelujah. ¿Por qué tú te escondes? Hallelujah. This tonight we want you to invite all those who speak Spanish and to go out and get your friends. Hallelujah. There's a word for you tonight. So you can listen to the word, hallelujah, in your native tongue in Spanish. So we invite you, my darling wife, Gisela.
Dios les bendiga a todos los que nos escuchan en esta noche. Estamos bien contentos. Este es nuestro cuarto programa de Liberating the Oppressed.
Liberating the Oppressed.
Aleluya. Saludamos a todas las personas que se conectan a través de las redes sociales como Facebook, que estamos Facebook Live. Saludos a todos. Saludos a las personas que nos escuchan, la audiencia Radio Hispana, yes, que nos escucha.
Amén. Gloria a Dios.
En esta noche. Y pues estamos contentos y gozosos. Amén,
amén,
pastor.
Amén. Hoy tenemos una sorpresa grata. Yo quiero que mi hijo, aleluya, Eli Samuel, venga aquí. Aleluya, este hijo mío que cumplió años, va a cumplir mañana, pero lo celebramos hoy y mañana. Yo quiero que él diga y salude. Say hello, Eli.
Hello, everybody.
Aleluya. How old are you today?
13
years old.
13 years old.
He's 13. A big boy. Hallelujah. That's great. Soon we're going to have a program dedicated to the children. And hallelujah. The Lord says, the Bible says that let the children come to me. So that's something very important. Hallelujah. And we can have a louder and hallelujah, more hallelujah, children listening to the word of God as well. And they also need to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. But today, hallelujah, we have a song that we're going to begin, hallelujah, praising the name of Jesus. So this time I want to invite my darling wife, Gisela, to prepare herself for, hallelujah, praising the Lord in her native tongue.
Amen. But first of all, we need to pray for the program.
Amen. Oh, yes. We forgot that. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Amado Padre, te doy gracias, Señor, por la bendición en cual tú nos has dado en esta noche. Somos privilegiados, Señor, para estar aquí, Señor, aleluya, predicando la palabra en cual tú nos has dado a nosotros. Gracias, Señor, por la bendición. En el nombre de Jesús, amén y amén. Gloria a Dios.
Amén.
Aleluya.
Te alabamos, Señor. Aleluya. Gracias, Señor.
Algo está cayendo aquí. Es tan fuerte sobre mí. Mis manos levantaré y su gloria tocaré. Algo está cayendo. Es tan fuerte sobre mí. Mis manos levantaré.
Aleluya.
Y su gloria tocaré. Está cayendo. Su gloria sobre mí. Sanando heridas, levantando el caído. es tan fuerte sobre mí. Mis manos levantaré y su gloria tocaré. Está cayendo su gloria sobre mí, sanando está aquí.
Aleluya. We praise your name, Jesus. Te damos la gracia, Señor. Aleluya, te adoramos. Te glorificamos, Señor. Te damos toda la gloria a ti, Señor, por lo que tú has hecho con nosotros. Aleluya. Nos diste paz en nuestro corazón. Y cuando tu presencia está presente, sentimos, Señor, que estamos en la gloria. Gracias, Señor. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén, amén y amén. Gisela.
Gloria al Señor. Estamos muy contentos en esta noche. Es nuestro cuarto programa, ya lo dijimos, ¿verdad? No somos profesionales, pero lo hacemos para exaltar el nombre del Señor. Amén. Y en esta noche vamos a estar hablando de un tema muy interesante.
Santo.
La base bíblica se encuentra en Génesis capítulo 3.
Génesis chapter 3.
Y estaremos hablando bajo el tema, ¿por qué te escondes?
Why thou hidest? This is found in Genesis 3, verse 7 to verse 10. Hallelujah. And today's theme is, why thou hidest? Hallelujah. So we're going to read first in English. Hallelujah. My wife will read it in Spanish. And the word is found in the name, is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord, God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called God, hallelujah, called unto Abram and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself.
Amén. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo, Génesis Amén. Capítulo 3, versos 7 al 10, lee así. Entonces fueron abiertos los ojos de ambos y conocieron que estaban desnudos. Entonces cosieron hojas de higuera y se hicieron delantales. Y oyeron la voz de Jehová, Dios, que se paseaba en el huerto al aire del día. Aleluya. Y el hombre y su mujer se Gracias, escondieron Padre, de la presencia de Jehová Dios entre los árboles del huerto. Mas Jehová Dios llamó al hombre y le dijo, ¿dónde estás tú? Y él respondió, oí tu voz en el huerto y tuve miedo, porque estaba desnudo y me escondí.
Aleluya. The Bible explains to us that in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, hallelujah, had a conversation constantly with God, and they were always speaking and hallelujah, about things of every day. But something happened in the Garden of Eden that we today suffer from that. All mankind suffered from that. Algo pasó en el huerto del Edén. Adán y Eva siempre hablaban con el Padre Jehová. Pero algo pasó. Aleluya, que aún el hombre hasta este día presente sufrimos de eso. Aleluya. Y todo hombre tiene que, aleluya, encontrarse con el Padre en el cielo cuando lo llame. Pero tiene que pasar algo, aleluya, que él tiene que hacer y tiene que arrepentirse de su pecado. Aleluya, mi alma te adora, Señor.
El escenario, aleluya, el huerto del Edén.
Wow, qué
la
cosa.
La perfección hecha por la mano poderosa de Dios.
Aleluya, a Garden of Eden. It was made by God for mankind. Aleluya.
Sus protagonistas, dos personas hechos a imagen y semejanza de Dios.
His perfect creation, Adam and Eve, were created perfectly by his hands.
Si usted está escuchando lo que estamos diciendo, era que todo era perfecto.
If you are listening to us tonight, everything in the Garden of Eden was perfect. Adam, hallelujah, named all the creatures of the sea, all the creatures of the land, all the creatures of the air, hallelujah. But there was something wrong with Adam, that he was alone. But God said, I'm going to make, hallelujah, Adam a wife, hallelujah. And then they became, hallelujah, one big family, hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. But something happened in that perfect garden that we see, that we read, hallelujah.
Entonces, acabamos de decir que la perfección estaba hecha.
Yes.
O sea, que no hacía falta nada.
Hallelujah.
O sea, que lo que estaba allí, no había que añadirle ni quitarle nada más.
So you're saying, Sister Gisela, that in the Garden of Eden, everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. There was nothing to be needed there because the presence of God was always there with them. Hallelujah.
Pero solamente había una prohibición.
But there was something that God prohibited them from doing. Hallelujah.
¿Y cuál era? Podía disfrutar de todo el Edén, de los frutos, de los animales, de los recursos naturales que habían allí.
Hallelujah. But there was something that God said that they cannot do. Something simple, and everything in the Garden of Eden was perfect. It was given to them. They had no issues while they were there. They had everything given to them by God himself.
Y la única regla que había que respetar era que no comiera del fruto.
So you are telling me that there was always rules and regulations from the beginning.
Y entonces no podían comer del fruto del árbol del bien y el mal.
So God said you can eat of all the fruit, but a certain fruit you cannot eat of.
Pero había uno.
But there was one.
Que se paseaba en la tierra.
There was always in and mingling while, hallelujah, Adam and Eve were speaking to God.
Sigilosamente se acercó.
Silently he would walk and he would go in between.
Y persuadió a Eva.
And he started to have a conversation with Eve.
Y ahí fue el primer error que cometió la mujer.
So we see that there was already one thing that happened that was wrong. She began to have a conversation with somebody that was not part of God's plan.
Y le dio lugar.
And she gave all the conversation and the time with, hallelujah, with this serpent.
Y prestó sus oídos.
And her ears became, hallelujah,
hacia las dulces
and
palabras.
And they started to listen to all the beautiful words
que esta serpiente hablaba.
That they were speaking, hallelujah, but God was not there.
Ay, pero Dios no estaba ahí.
Hallelujah. Jehová no estaba presente.
No estaba.
Pero ella tuvo una conversación con alguien que no tenía que estar hablando. Es correcto.
Es correcto.
So what's happening in the Garden of Eden, that Eve began to have a conversation with someone that was not of God, and she should have never have been speaking with this person.
Entonces, tras la persuasión, porque así es el enemigo de las almas como opera.
You see, hallelujah, the enemy persuades you and he gets into your mind, hallelujah.
Va a buscar la forma.
He will look and, hallelujah, and he will search exactly how to get in.
De llegar a tu debilidad.
To go into where's your weakness.
Y la debilidad de Eva.
And Eve's weakness was.
Era las dulces palabras que todos los días a cierta hora la serpiente venía a persuadirla.
The serpent would say, hallelujah, to Eve.
Y tanta fue la tentación.
And it was so immense the persuasion of the serpent to Eve.
Que Eva miró.
She saw what was
tomó,
beautiful.
Comió.
Hallelujah.
Y dio.
She saw and she ate. Hallelujah. And she gave to Adam.
Y entonces Así es que comienza la tentación.
And we can see
comienza
that this is how it begins, the persuasion into temptation.
La tentación comienza entrando por tus pequeños y dos faros que el Señor te dio, hermosos.
Aleluya.
Y por ahí comienza la tentación.
Persuasion begins and starts to dwell inside your mind and your heart, and then temptation starts to set in. And then once temptation is set into your mind and your heart, you begin to sin, and God's presence is not in you anymore.
¿Y qué hizo?
What happened?
Sencillo.
Simple.
La tentación fue tan y tan grande.
The temptation
que extendió
was, so,
su mano,
was so great that,
comió
that
del
Eve,
fruto prohibido.
She extended her arm and she grabbed this fruit that was so beautiful and she ate it.
Y lo más triste,
and it was so, hallelujah, hallelujah, what was so worse about all this
es que cuando se vio descubierta, persuadió a Adán.
That when she saw what she had done, she, hallelujah, she went and she spoke to her husband.
Y entonces Adán cayó en la persuasión. Usted está viendo la cadena.
And then Adam, hallelujah, he fell into persuasion as well, into temptation. And he said, well, if she's eating it and it's good, well, then I can eat it as well.
Y se la comió también.
And he ate it.
¿Y qué pasó?
Oh, but the Bible says something different. La Biblia nos enseña otra cosa. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah, in verse, hallelujah, 7, and it says, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Hallelujah. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó cuando comieron de la fruta prohibida? Aleluya. No fue la fruta, aleluya, que dice la Biblia, sino que ellos desobedecieron al Padre.
Amén. Pero la palabra dice en el verso 7 que sus ojos fueron abiertos.
Entonces cuando tú pecas, aleluya, mi alma te adora, cuando tú pecas delante del Padre, aleluya, los ojos tuyos se abren al pecado el cual tú has hecho. You see, when you fall into temptation and sin, the Bible says that their eyes were open and they saw themselves naked before themselves. Hallelujah.
Y quedaron completamente al descubierto su desnudez.
And they saw themselves completely naked. Hallelujah. Among themselves.
Si lo llevamos al mundo espiritual,
if we bring
también
it to the
sucede
world,
lo
the spiritual
mismo.
World, it's the same thing.
Nosotros, cuando se abren los ojos espirituales,
hallelujah,
y estamos en pecado, quedamos al descubierto de Dios.
You see, when we fall into temptation and we sin, hallelujah, our eyes, hallelujah, are open, hallelujah, and we see what's happened to us, hallelujah, and we see that we have sinned, and all these things that are beginning to happen to us is because we have failed, and now our eyes are open, and we can see that we are completely naked before the presence of God.
Y cuando nos encontramos desnudos delante de la presencia del Señor, ¿qué pasa? Tratamos de encubrir, o cubrir, mejor dicho, nuestra desnudez.
You see, what you're trying to tell me is that once we sin and we find ourselves that we are naked before the presence of God, we begin to do what? We begin to justify ourselves and we begin to hide ourselves from the presence of God.
Viene la vergüenza.
Hallelujah.
Viene la culpa.
We become
pero entonces
shameful.
Viene la presencia del Señor.
Hallelujah.
Y tú lo quedas en la excusa.
And then we begin, hallelujah, we become embarrassed of what happened, and hallelujah, shameful what we have just done. And we begin to do, what is it we begin to do? We begin to hide.
Y se acerca a Dios donde tú estás.
And God gets close to you.
Y te pregunta.
And he asks you.
¿Dónde estás escondido tú?
Where thou art.
And we ¿dónde can estabas find escondido tú?
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And tonight, hallelujah, we are speaking, hallelujah, that God is calling you. Even though you have fallen, he is still asking you, where are you? I am looking for you. It is necessary that you talk to me.
Ay, ¿por qué te esconde? ¿Por qué usas hojas? ¿Por qué usas excusas para justificar tu pecado?
Why are you hiding? Why did you use fig trees to cover yourself? Why are you using so many excuses, hallelujah, before my presence?
Y esto era lo que Adán y Eva estaban haciendo. Creían
hallelujah.
Que con hojas de higuera podían cubrir su pecado.
And they, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says that Adam and Eve with fig trees, fig leaves, they're trying to, hallelujah, cover their, hallelujah, their nakedness before the presence of God.
Te voy a explicar tres cosas muy importantes que es Dios.
Hallelujah. I'm going to explain to you three specific things, hallelujah, in the Bible.
Te digo en esta noche que Dios es omnisciente.
Hallelujah.
Lo que significa que lo conoce todo.
I can tell you this, that God sees everything. His eyes are always watching.
Te digo en esta noche.
I tell you
que
tonight.
Segundo,
second thing.
Dios es omnipotente.
Hallelujah.
Significa que puede estar en todo lugar.
God can be in all places at one time.
Que es todopoderoso.
And he is all powerful.
Y omnipotente, que puede estar en todo lugar.
Hallelujah, and he can be in all places at the same time.
Proverbios 15:3 dice, los ojos de Jehová están en todo lugar, mirando a buenos y a malos.
Hallelujah.
Eso significa en esta noche que te estoy diciendo que Dios no vino a acusarte, porque Dios sabe que tú pecaste, pero lo que está buscando es arrepentimiento. Por eso, cuando cometemos errores y pecamos, corremos, y corremos, y corremos. Y el Señor nos permite que corramos, pero no sin antes hacernos entender que por más que corramos, llegará el momento donde tenemos que detenernos y decir y reflexionar, Señor, he pecado contra ti, perdóname. Amén. Dios lo que busca es que tú reconozcas tu condición y digas, perdóname. ¿Por qué? Porque tú no puedes salvarte a ti mismo. Tú no puedes limpiarte tú mismo de tu pecado. Por lo tanto, el Señor ve tu condición, sabe tu pecado, pero espera de ti que lo confieses.
Hallelujah. We want to say hello to Dina Peterson. She is watching us on Facebook.
We say, God bless you.
Hallelujah. We hope you enjoy, hallelujah, this message today. Hallelujah. So if you have any Spanish-speaking friends, yeah, just put them on. And Cynthia Nieves. From Cynthia Nieves Crespo from Puerto Rico, we would like to say God bless you. Dios te bendiga. Te estamos viendo, estamos leyendo lo que está escribiendo. Dios te bendiga. Hallelujah. For all those who want to write, hallelujah, you can text to us. Hallelujah. At 706, hallelujah, 414-5827. You can call the radio station at 772-221-1100. You can also call us at 888-221-8990. Hallelujah. So there are many, many ways you can get in contact with us. If you feel that yourself, hallelujah, that you are hiding from the presence of God, this is the night that you can return to the arms of the Lord. Hallelujah. Si tú te encuentras como Eva, hallelujah, como Adán y Eva, que estaban escondiéndose de la presencia del Señor, hoy es la noche perfecta que tú nos llames a nosotros y nos diga, pastor, hallelujah, yo quiero reconciliarme contigo. Yo quiero buscar, hallelujah, de la presencia del Señor. Yo, hallelujah, yo quiero, hallelujah, pedirle perdón al Señor por lo que yo ha hecho. Yo pequé delante de tu presencia. Aleluya, como dice la palabra, y oyeron la voz de Jehová Dios que se paseaba en el huerto, aleluya, al aire del día. Y el hombre y su mujer se escondieron. Si tú te encuentras escondiéndote en esta noche, hoy es la noche de tú, aleluya, salir afuera de tu escondite y decirle al Señor, perdóname, estoy aquí, Señor, tirado a la cruz y me quiero reconciliar, quiero pedirte el perdón. Y la palabra dice, y su mujer se escondieron de la presencia de Jehová.
¿Por Dios, qué te esconde?
Aleluya.
¿Por qué te
esconde? Dios entró, aleluya, de Dios entre los árboles del huerto. Aleluya. And aleluya. And it says, and they heard the voice of the Lord. God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. If you find yourself hidden, hallelujah, if you find yourself that you are hiding from the presence of God tonight, to say, God, forgive me. Tonight, to say, Lord, I want to return back to your feet. Hallelujah. Because there is no higher place to be at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ.
¿Podrá el hombre esconderse de la presencia de Dios?
Can man hide themselves from the presence of God?
En esta noche Dios te está llamando.
Tonight God is calling you.
Y se está paseando en tu casa.
And he is walking, hallelujah, like he walked in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. But this time he is walking in your house. He is in the presence, hallelujah, in your car, driving, listening to us, in your room, hallelujah, in your dorm room, hallelujah. And if you're in a cell, hallelujah, incarcerated at this time, he is also there with you. And he is telling you, if you have fallen from my grace, if you have fallen from my grace, this is a night to say, God, forgive me. I want to come back to your feet, Lord. I want to serve you with all my heart. Forgive me, for I have sinned.
En esta noche el Señor te dice, ¿por qué te escondes?
Hallelujah.
¿Por qué te escondes? Deja de correr. Para, detente, escucha. Estoy hablando contigo en esta noche. Resucita de entre los huesos de donde te encuentras. ¿Por qué?
Hallelujah.
Porque mi misericordia te va a alcanzar. Porque mi sangre te ha lavado de todos tus pecados. Aleluya. Simplemente dame la oportunidad. Aleluya. De escucharte y
Santo.
Decir, Señor, perdóname.
Glory to God.
¿Por qué te escondes?
Hallelujah.
No te escondas más. Si hay promesas para ti. Si Dios ha prometido
Aleluya.
Cosas grandes como había prometido para Adán y Eva, que había preparado la perfección en ese paraíso hermoso. Aleluya.
Dios te bendiga, Yaris Molina. Dios te bendiga, nos está escuchando. Harry, aleluya, Lara también. Dios te bendiga. God bless
Gloria.
You. Hallelujah. God is great. Hallelujah. Why are you hiding from the presence of God when he is calling your name? He is saying, I want to have a conversation with you, my son, my daughter, my child. Why are you hiding from me? ¿Por qué tú te estás escondiendo de mi presencia? Y el Señor simplemente lo que está haciendo es que te está llamando. Él quiere hablar contigo, pero el pecado, la desnudez, aleluya, del hombre no lo deja. Santo, no lo deja. Y tiene que romper con eso.
Usted ha visto a Superman con esa mirada
aleluya.
Profunda, esos ojos de fuego,
yes.
que tiene una mirada que mira rayos X. Pues Dios es igual.
Have you seen Superman
Dios
when he's
mira
watching?
Tanto
hallelujah.
Tu físico como tu interior.
And Superman has the X-ray vision and he can see everything. Imagine God like a Superman. Hallelujah. And he can see everything with his X-ray eyes. And he is seeing what you are doing now. Hallelujah.
Y puedes andar por la calle, aparentar que está todo bien. La gente puede mirar y decir, wow, qué excelente persona, qué tremendo recurso
and
tiene.
And you can be walking down the street like there was nothing wrong with you. But God sees always what's in your heart. He can see that's happening to you. He can see that you have fallen from his grace. He can see that you have sinned. And all he wants to do to you tonight is say, my son, come back. I want you to come back. I want to talk to you. My daughter, I miss you. I want you in my presence once again. I want you to pray with me. Hallelujah. I want you to come and sing. Hallelujah. Like you used to do. But why are you hiding from my presence?
Pero Jehová Dios te está llamando por tu nombre.
God is calling you with his name.
Y en esta noche te pregunta, ¿por qué te escondes de mí? Aleluya.
What is sin? ¿Qué es pecado? Si yo te pregunto. Yo te pregunto en esta noche, ¿qué es pecado? I'm asking you tonight, what is sin? Sin separates man from God. Sin separates you from the presence of the God, of the Lord. Sin separates man from the presence and the hallelujah and the blessings that God wants for you. It separates you. You cannot receive blessings if you're in sin.
El pecado rompe la comunión con Dios.
Hallelujah. Sin
breaks el lazo que nos une.
The communications with
esa
God.
Comunicación, esa penetración that communication entre padre
that the
hijo.
Lord has or had with you has been broken because your the sin that you have, hallelujah, it cannot allow God to bless you. Cannot He cannot allow the Lord to manifest in you because God is holy, 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 hallelujah, and nothing with sin can be in His presence.
Él no quiere dejarte.
He doesn't want to leave you.
Él quiere estar contigo.
He wants you to be with Him. Hallelujah.
Pero mientras sigas corriendo, la pregunta como martillo en tu cabeza.
While you keep running and you keep running from His presence, the same question is
la
saying,
voz de Dios
is the voice of God saying, why are you running? Why are you hiding? Why are you hiding? ¿Por qué tú te escondes cuando yo te estoy llamando? Why are you running when I am calling you? Hallelujah.
Gloria al Señor.
At this time, hallelujah, I have a praise that I want you to listen to.
Desciende, desciende sobre mí. Desciende, reposa sobre mí. Sobre mí.
Praise God. Hallelujah. El Señor te está llamando. God is calling you at this time. Hallelujah. The Lord is calling you and he's asking, where are you? Why are you hiding from my presence when all I want to do is just talk to you? I want you to come back to me, Lord. Hallelujah. He's telling you this tonight. I want you to come back to the cross where I am. Hallelujah. You see, the cross confronts you. Hallelujah. And it brings you to your knees. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, all knees will bow down. En la presencia del Señor, todas las rodillas se van a doblar. So empieza de ahora y practica delante de la presencia del Señor. No te esconda más. Vuelve a los caminos del Señor. Hallelujah. Return, hallelujah, to the arms of the Lord that He is waiting for you. Hallelujah. Gracias, Señor.
Somos transparentes delante de su presencia.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise Jesus.
No podemos esconder nada aún dentro de nuestro corazón, donde no puede llegar nadie.
Santo.
Allí, en aquel rinconcito.
Yes.
Donde tienes aquello escondido.
Yes.
Donde nadie mira. Donde tú crees que nadie sabe. Aleluya. Que eso está ahí. Dios lo está mirando y está diciendo, quiero trabajar con eso.
In that secret place that you have everything hidden, that you are hiding from the presence of the Lord, whatever you have there that you know that it's not correct before the presence of the Lord, the videos, the what you have, I don't know. The Lord is saying, why are you hiding? The sin is covering you completely from head to toe, and I cannot bless you. And all I'm asking you is to stop hiding. Come out of your hiding place. It's time to come out of the hiding place, and let's talk with the Lord. Tonight is the time. Tonight is the opportunity. Because sin, what does to you, gives you fear. It makes you afraid of the presence and the voice, hallelujah, of the Lord. It makes you paranoid from the presence of the Lord. Your eyes are open to what is real in your life. You are naked before the presence of the Lord because of your sin. And all the Lord wants to do is erase all the sin from you. He is a loving God, but yet He is a just God. And He tells you, I love you, my son, my daughter, my child, but I cannot bless you if you are still in sin. Tonight is the opportunity to say, Lord, erase everything from me. Hallelujah. Give me a brand new sheet of paper. After sinning, Adam and Eve felt guilty and embarrassment over their nakedness. Their guilty feelings made them, hallelujah, hide from the presence of the Lord. And God was calling Adam. A guilty conscience is a warning signal that God gives you and is placed inside of you that goes off when you've done something wrong in your life. The worst step you can take is to eliminate the guilty feelings without eliminating the cause. What is the cause? You have to eliminate sin from your life. And the only way this can happen is if you are cleansed in the blood of Christ. Now, how can you do this, Pastor? Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Say, Father, I am tired of hiding. I want you to, hallelujah, clean me from all my sin. Hallelujah. I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. That is the only way. The Bible says the only mediator between God, hallelujah, and man. It's not anybody else but Jesus Christ. It's like, if you have pain and you take a painkiller, all you're doing is numbing the pain away. You're not healing. Hallelujah. You're not executing what is really bothering you, the pain. You can't numb away sin. You can't give it a painkiller. You can't give it a painkiller and numb away sin. You have to attack it with the blood of Christ.
Mas Jehová Dios llamó al hombre y le dijo, ¿dónde estás?
Santo Jesús. Tú? Where are you?
¿Dónde estás tú?
Why are you hiding?
Dios te está llamando.
God is calling you.
Y está preguntando dónde tú estás.
And he's asking Jesus Christ, why are my children hiding from me? Why? And Jesus is saying, but Father, I died for them on the cross. I will wash away their sins, but yet they are still hiding. And then, hallelujah, God says to the Holy Spirit, go and, hallelujah, and talk to my child and tell them Why are you hiding from my presence?
Dios sabía que ya el hombre había pecado.
Yes, he did. Él sabía.
Él conocía todo lo que estaba sucediendo, pero él estaba esperando que el hombre fuera honesto y viniera y confesara su pecado.
Exacto. Why?
Pero al no confesarlo, porque lo triste de esto fue que cuando él le pregunta, ¿por qué te escondes? ¿Dónde estás tú? ¿Dónde estás tú? La respuesta viene a ser una justificación de lo que hizo.
So when God called Adam in the Garden of Eden, and then finally Adam spoke and he said, I was afraid. Hallelujah. And we can find this, hallelujah, in verse 10. And he says, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid. Hallelujah. I hid myself.
Oí tu voz en el huerto.
He heard his
tuve
voice.
Miedo.
And I was afraid.
Aleluya. Porque es que delante de la presencia de Jehová hallelujah. Estamos
before
desnudos.
Before the presence of the Lord, we are naked.
Físicamente y espiritualmente.
We are naked physically and spiritually before the presence of God. You are naked both ways, spiritually, and you are naked, hallelujah, physically before the presence of God.
En el estado natural estás desnudo y en el estado espiritual se nota tu pecado. Aleluya.
In the natural way, we are naked before God. And in the spiritual way, hallelujah, in the spiritual way, you are naked because of your sin before God. Your sin, hallelujah, God cannot see you because you're hiding, hallelujah, under sin. It is necessary that you are washed in the blood of Christ because then God can see you through Jesus Christ, not through sin, but through Jesus Christ. Tonight is the night. Call us and say, Pastor, I want God to wash my sins.
Aleluya. Y yo te quiero decir algo en esta noche. Usted ha visto la pasa. La pasa es tremenda y riquísima fruta.
Dios te bendiga, Luis.
Pero el pecado...
A tu familia.
El pecado comienza...
God bless you.
...a secarte y a encogerte como una pasa. So, lo productivo que tú eras, tú dejas de serlo.
Sonia Vázquez.
So,
Dios
significa
te bendiga.
Que
Dios
tu
te
pecado
bendiga. Aleluya.
Te va secando de tal manera
yes.
que dejas de producir, de expandirte, de dar un jugoso fruto, aleluya, hasta el punto de contraerte y no poder ser tú mismo.
So what you're trying to say that once we commit sin and we hide, hallelujah, from the presence of God, and things begin to get ugly in our lives. Hallelujah. We begin to get skinny. Hallelujah. We begin to be malnourished because we don't pray anymore.
Entonces,
we don't
como
read the
te ve
Bible.
Feo,
and then we begin to look ugly before
te
ourselves.
Feo,
and sin.
Te escucha
hallelujah.
Feo.
And you sound ugly. And you sound like there's something wrong with you. Like you got a bad cold.
¿Qué es lo más fácil? And hacer como Adán y Eva. And agarrar
what,
dos ojos
y
cubrirte.
Is it easier for you to do exactly like Adam and Eve and just say, oh, I was afraid of your voice and I'm hiding in the bushes?
Espérate, déjame arreglar un poquito para que no se vea. Aleluya.
Now let me,
pero en tu interior
let me
se
see
nota.
If I can do something and put up some makeup and try to hide my sin from God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says in Isaiah 29 verse 15. Hallelujah. And it says in Spanish, ahí de los que se esconden de Jehová encubriendo el consejo y sus obras están en tinieblas y dicen quién nos ve y quién nos conoce. Wow.
Qué
hallelujah
poderosa.
I'm gonna get this in English because this is just too much. Hallelujah. Santo
ay,
Jesús.
Ay, aleluya. Ay de dolor, gloria al Señor, de aquellos de los que se esconden de Jehová encubriendo el consejo. O sea,
aleluya.
Usted está en problemas, aleluya. Y si encima le sazonamos la cosa con orgullo,
Dios te bendiga,
para encubrir tu
Daniel
pecado,
y José,
Gloria al Señor, aleluya. Entonces, usted, en vez de quedar al descubierto, usted mismo está tapando con hojas,
aleluya,
y hojas y hojas. Y se está enterrando usted mismo entre tantas hojas para justificar su pecado.
Y es el hombre.
Cuando lo que... Y no, eso es Satanás.
Sí, pero usa el hombre.
Aleluya.
Porque él domina tu mente.
Exactamente.
Y a la vez que domina tu mente, domina tu cuerpo. Y cuando tu cuerpo está bajo, aleluya, aleluya, las manos del diablo, Señor, lo reprenda. Tu cuerpo hace lo que dice la mente. Pero vamos a leerlo en inglés aquí en Isaiah 29, verse 15, and it says, woe unto them that seek deep in, hallelujah, deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us?
Woo. Esta noche no vinimos a juzgarte. Esta noche
we're not judging anybody tonight.
Que por qué te escondes
si Dios te está llamando. Say is, why are you hiding from the presence of the Lord?
Te está dando la oportunidad de que tú regreses.
God is calling you and he's asking you, he's giving you the opportunity to come back to his presence.
No te esconda entre hojas de higuera.
Hallelujah. And he says, don't hide yourself with fig leaves.
No hagas como Adán que le echó la culpa a Eva.
Don't be like Adam, and he said, Father, it's the woman who you gave me.
Y Eva le dijo, no, fue la serpiente.
And Eve said, no, it was the serpent, hallelujah, that talked to me.
Allá en Puerto Rico decimos que la culpa es huérfana.
And we say in our land that, hallelujah, all what we're doing, it has no one, hallelujah.
La culpa es huérfana, nadie la quiere.
Yes.
Pero entonces, como nadie la quiere... Se sigue pasando la papa caliente, pero nadie quiere hacerse responsable,
aleluya,
Daniel, de sus propios actos.
Dios te bendiga. Saludos desde aquí. Aleluya. Gracias por estar ahí. Aleluya. Jeremiah 23, verse 24 says, si ocultará alguno, dice Jehová, en escondrillos que yo no lo vea, no lleno yo, dice Jehová, el cielo y la tierra. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says the Lord. Do not I fill heaven and earth, says the Lord.
Ay, this pastor, is found eso significa que entonces,
Jeremiah 23,
yo vengo
verse 24.
Cogiendo, agarro un pasaje, me escapo del país, me vengo para acá. Y me vengo a esconder en una ciudad donde supuestamente nadie me conoce, pero sigo pecando.
So you, what you're trying to tell me is that if you're from another place, say like you live in Puerto Rico, and you sin over there in Puerto Rico, and you get on a plane, and you come here to the United States, you come here to Palm City, Florida, and you begin to preach again, and you begin to do like nothing happened, but the Lord still sees the sin that's in you. So you have done nothing.
Tal vez el hombre no pueda verlo, pero Dios está viendo tus
maybe
hojas.
Man cannot see
Dios
what you
ve
have
las
done,
hojas de higuera con las
but
que
yet
estás
he
cubriendo.
Still sees, hallelujah, the sin that's
por eso en esta noche
you.
Te pregunta Dios,
that's why
¿por qué
tonight
te
I'm
esconde?
Asking you, why are you hiding?
Te puedes ir a Alaska.
You can go to Alaska.
Te puedes ir al sur allá por allá
you
por
can
Chile.
Go, you can go all the way to California.
Te puedes volver europeo.
You can go to Europe. You can go to Canada. You can go anywhere you want.
Y a donde quiera que vaya.
And wherever you go.
La presencia
de
Jehová.
The presence of the Lord is going to be there.
Estará detrás de ti diciéndote.
And he's going to be behind you. And he's going to say, why are you still running
esconde?
And hiding?
Aleluya.
From
¿por
my
qué
presence?
Te escondes de mi presencia?
Why?
Si te vas
aleluya.
Al cielo, allí estoy.
Aleluya.
Si te vas a los confines de esta tierra, allí estoy.
Hallelujah.
Hello, estoy Santo. Hablando contigo.
Aleluya. Why are you hiding?
¿Por qué te escondes?
¿Por qué tú te escondes? ¿Por qué tú te escondes? ¿Por qué tú te escondes?
Deja de correr.
¿Por qué tú te escondes?
Te
why
vas a cansar.
You're
vas a agotar todas tus energías.
You're gonna get so tired. And you're going to say, I can't run anymore. I can't. You see, sin is going to catch up and it's going to It's going to make you so tired because you're carrying weight that does not belong to you. And God is saying, I want to take that weight off you. I want to take that extra baggage that you have off of you. ¿Por qué tú estás corriendo? Why are you running? ¿Por qué tú estás corriendo? Why are you running? And all God wants to do is hug you. He wants to heal your heart. He wants you to be in His arms. He wants to bless you. He wants to fill you with so much joy. And hallelujah, in your room that I know you're crying right now. In the room, hallelujah, that you're crying. God says, all I want to do is hug you. I want to, hallelujah, I want to hold you in my arms. But you need to get off, hallelujah. You need to give me the sin. You need to give me that package so I can throw it away, hallelujah. All you need to do is say, Lord, forgive me. It's simple. Forgive me. Forgive. Say it with me. Say it. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Forgive me. And the presence of the Lord will begin to do wonderful things in your heart tonight. All you need to do is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and say, Father, I accept you, Jesus, hallelujah, as my personal Savior. I cannot no longer be with this package. Ya yo no puedo más con el pecado. Ya yo no puedo más. Es el momento de decirle a Dios, ya yo no puedo más. Rompe las cadenas del pecado. Rompe las cadenas que me tienen atado. Break the yoke. Break the chains that has me bounded down, hallelujah, by sin. It is necessary that you ask the Lord tonight to break the chains so you can be free. You can be free of sin. Why are you hiding? Why? Why are you hiding? Why? God is telling you. He is calling you by your name. And He's saying, my child, why are you running away from me when all I want to do is hug you and love you? Hallelujah. All I want to do is bless you. Tonight is the moment to accept. Call us. Call. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. And say, sin, you will no longer be my King, for now I have Jesus in my heart. Ahora yo tengo a Jesús en mi corazón. Es el momento de decirle al Señor, aleluya, rompe las cadenas que me tienen atado, aleluya, en esta noche. Ven, Señor te está llamando. Oh, Santo Jesús, mi alma te adora, Santo. Rompe las cadenas, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús. Break the chains, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can do this. So you can stop running and go to the arms of the Lord.
Todos alguna vez corrimos. Y en algún momento Dios, en su infinita misericordia, estuvo tocando la mente y martillando, ¿por qué te escondes, Gisela? ¿Por qué te escondes en el mundo?
Aleluya.
Y tomamos nuestro momento.
Aleluya.
Después de tanto correr y llorar en la vida.
Aleluya.
Y dijimos, Señor, ten misericordia de nosotros. Ya no podemos correr más. Aleluya.
Have mercy. We ran so much. We ran
so much. Y tu misericordia nos alcanzó. Aleluya.
Your mercy reached us. Your mercy reached us. Because we stopped running. We could not run anymore. We said, Father, I can't run anymore. I could not run anymore. Physically, I was in a small wheelchair. I could not walk. 3 years, I had to stop my life. 5 years in a depression because I was running from the presence of God. And now, my chains have been broken. Now, the presence of God lives in us. Now we preach the word of God. Now we tell the world what God has done with us, liberating the oppressed. Liberate all those who are oppressed. Liberando al que está oprimido con las cadenas Isaías Pagán, Dios te bendiga.
Te bendiga, Isaías.
Aleluya.
La Santo. Canción que escuchan de fondo es, yes, de este varón.
Aleluya.
Dios les bendiga. Saludos a Puerto
alma,
Rico. Aleluya.
Señor, gracias. And God wants to break the chains tonight. All you need to do is accept Jesus Christ into your life tonight and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. Lord, give me one more opportunity in life. Just as that guy who was on the cross, and he said, Father, remember me when you go into your presence in your kingdom. And God said, you know what? From this moment on, you will be with me. Hallelujah.
Pastor, pero fuimos creados, hallelujah, no para que no estemos corriendo.
Yes.
Fuimos creados,
we were created
para
not to run.
Para
we were
exaltarle.
Created to bless. We were created to worship. We were created to be supernatural among men because we are children of God.
Y Dios lo que quiere de nosotros es,
and God, all he wants from us,
que levantemos manos santas delante de él.
That you can lift your hands up pure,
y digamos, te vamos a bendecir.
And say, Father,
aleluya,
in the name of Jesus Christ, I, hallelujah, we bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name,
fuimos
Father.
Fuimos creados para adorarte.
We were created to bless. We were created to bless. Hallelujah. We are created in the image of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Y en esta noche damos gracias a Dios,
hallelujah, and
tonight, por su amor, por su misericordia.
We give thanks to the Lord for all the mercy and his blessings to us.
Pero recuerden esta noche.
But remember tonight.
Si esta es la noche.
If this is the night.
Que tú tienes que quedar al descubierto de Dios.
That you are going to be in the presence. Hallelujah.
Recuerda esta pregunta.
Of God, remember these words.
¿Por qué te escondes?
If you're naked before God, why are you hiding?
¿Por qué te escondes?
¿Por qué te escondes? Dios te bendiga, Isaías Pagán. Te queremos mucho. Esperamos los otros CDs de ti. Dios te bendiga. Te llamamos después. Aleluya. Amén. Santo.
Y en esta noche, ¿verdad?
And tonight,
queremos cerrar el programa.
We want to close, hallelujah, this program, Liberating the Oppressed.
Diciéndote.
Telling you.
Una vez más.
Telling you one more time.
Y lo vamos a seguir repitiendo mientras estemos en vivo.
Continue repeating this like a hammer, continuously repeating, hammering down. Why are you running from the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah. We want to invite you to our church, hallelujah, here in Palm City. House of Refuge is found here in 770, hallelujah, 34th Street. Hallelujah. Our services are Sundays from 5:30, hallelujah, Bible class. And hallelujah, and we have our main service at 7, so we have, hallelujah, beautiful time. So we invite you. My name is Pastor Edmundo Rivera, my beautiful wife, Gisela Molina. God bless
you. Y en esta noche vamos a orar rapidito. Padre,
pray.
Te damos gracias por la thank bendición
you. Thank
de este
you.
Programa.
Hallelujah.
Padre, glorifícate de manera especial
hallelujah,
a aquellos que nos han visto por Facebook Live
Christ,
y aquellos que nos escucharon en esta noche. Que tu bendición, Señor, esté sobre de ellos. Padre, que se reconcilien contigo. Que tú rompas las cadenas de su corazón. Y que en esta noche, si fuera la noche de tu venir, Señor, aleluya, se puedan levantar, aleluya, junto con nosotros hacia el cielo. Aleluya, levantando mano santa delante de ti, Jehová, aleluya. Te damos gracias, Jehová, aleluya.
We
gracias, Señor Jesús,
amen,
por tu amor y tu misericordia.
Amen.
Dios les bendiga.
Dios te
Dios
bendiga.
Le guarde.
Aleluya. Amén.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio. Más que tu casa.